In the ethereal realms of Asgard, where the gods and goddesses dwelled, resided Eir, a lesser known but highly respected figure. Eir, the Norse goddess of healing, is a symbol of mercy, health, and recuperation, offering solace and comfort in Norse paganism. Often characterized by conflict and strife, Eir's origins are somewhat shrouded in mystery, as with many figures of Norse paganism. Some sources suggest she was a handmaiden or companion to Frigga, the queen of Asgard and Odin's consort, or possibly one of the Valkyries. Others even hint that she might have been one of the Valkyries herself. She is often described to have crimson hair and alluring eyes, despite the uncertainty of her origins. Eir's reputation as a healer was unquestionable. She was renowned for her knowledge of medicine, capable of treating the most severe injuries and ailments. Her skills were so exceptional that even the other gods sought her assistance in times of distress. Unlike many other deities who hold power over forces of nature or grand concepts, Eir's sphere of influence is more intimate, more personal. She is a goddess who comforted the ill, who tended to the wounded after battles, who offered hope when it was most needed. In this harsh, often brutal world, her gentle presence is a beacon of respite and healing. Eir doesn't possess grand halls or golden chariots, nor does she engage in cosmic battles or epic quests. Her power isn't in her strength or magic, but in her empathy, her patience, her nurturing spirit. In a sense, Eir's place in Norse paganism is reflective of the crucial role that healers have played across different cultures and eras. Just as warriors were celebrated for their courage and kings for their leadership, healers like Eir were honored for their compassion and their ability to restore health and balance. While not as famed as Odin, Thor, or Freya, Eir's influence is felt deeply in the Norse tales, reminding us that amidst strife and chaos, healing and compassion are forces equally worthy of reverence. I hope you enjoyed this short story on Eir. If you would like more, please give a like and subscribe to Mimir as well. And drop a comment letting him know which one you want to see next.